The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. The truth of the message, the series, Truth Revealed. This is part two of that message. But I got to make this thing clear when we're talking about the repair of the breach. And we're talking about the gathering together of the saints. And in part one, we discussed an unparalleled season of preparation. Those who are alive in Christ, we will realize a level of holiness and purity that will be the overflow of the presence of Jesus himself, manifested through the church. The local church, it's been trampled on. It's been pimped. It's, I mean, you got folks behind these pulpits that do not have any right whatsoever to stand up representing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, there is a new spiritual fullness and a new level of unity getting ready to hit the local church like an earthquake. It's going to be catalytic. I don't even have a word for it. But fault finding and gossip, all of the division is leaving out of God's house. So the truth of this message has to be made perfectly clear. For most Christians, believers, consider oneness within the body inconceivable before Jesus returns. Most of us believe that we can't. I mean, there's so many denominations, so many divisions, so many isms in the church. It's inconceivable that we're going to pull this all together into oneness within the body of Christ before Jesus returns. But we have not discerned nor warred against the enemy's lives. I'm guilty just like you are. We haven't raised the standard. We haven't warred against these lies, which has conditioned us as Christians and believers to accept strife and sectarianism in the church. It is my passionate conviction that the church will ultimately be raptured, will be free of strife and carnal divisions. It will be a bride having no spot or wrinkle that has made herself ready for her bridegroom.